listening to Ask Me Another, connecting people to puzzles since 2012. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me right now is puzzle extraordinaire, Greg Pliska. And let's welcome our contestants. We have Marty Ambus and James Bronson. Hi, guys. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
So, James, you work making, or you used to work making data visualizations. Is that right?
I still do for some consulting clients.
Okay. What are data visualizations?
So, I take big piles of numbers and make pictures out of them that you can use to make judgments about the data you've got.
Like Picasso's?
There's the artistic side and there's the nerdy side. I'm on the nerdy side.
Okay. So more like superheroes.
Well, no, more like, you know, how your third graders did on math last year, that kind of thing.
Okay, still totally confused. Very good. Marty, you're a cyclist extraordinaire?
Extraordinaire, sure, yeah.
Do you have a bike problem?
I do. I actually saw this bike, which I shall affectionately call Cow Bike. So Cow Bike it weighs about 125 pounds. It has real bull horns as handlebars. It has, it actually has a nose ring, like a steer. But I chased it for 3 years, and what do I do first is I get it.
Yeah.
I take a video of me on my iPhone riding away, which I realized was not very safe. And I have had to replace car bumpers.
From your bike?
It's 125 pounds, and I'm not a small guy. That's a lot of weight coming down the road.
It's called a cow bike, officially?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to have you guys as contestants, because between the data visualizationist who sings in his head and the guy with the cow bike problem, what I'm saying is that we finally managed to get my people up on stage, so thank you. All right, Greg, what is this game we're subjecting them to? Something called Sublime Rhymes?
Exactly, Sublime and Rhyme, because they rhyme.
Sublime and Rhyme. Oh, mm-hmm. Excellent.
Now, we've put together some fun rhyming phrases, and our contestants, Data, Mike, and Cowbike. James and Marty will have to guess what they are from the clues. For example, if I said, name a classic cartoon penguin dressed up as the disgraced lip syncers of Girl, You Know It's True, you would say...
Millie Vanilli Chili Willy.
Exactly. That's right. Millie Vanilli Chili Willy.
Oh, nice.
So, James and Marty, if you know the Sublime Rhyme in time, ring your chime.
We'll
see the winner of this game in our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. If everyone's ready, here we go. It's a Hostess chocolate cake shaped like a giant ape from Skull Island. Marty.
King Dong Kong.
Could you say that again for our family audience?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. The Ding Dong Kong.
I see the
it's
problem.
The classic King Don Ding Dong discrepancy. Yeah. No, this is a regional thing. In other parts of the country, Ding Dongs are called King Dons.
In the great state of Ohio, they are.
I think he's right.
Wow. Yeah, because I was going to say Vachon King Kong.
In France, that's what they're called.
Which even sounds
so
dirtier.
We'll give it to you, Marty.
Yes.
It's the King. This regional answer was King Kong Ding Dong. We'll take it. All right, here's your next one. It's a soiled foot stocking decorated with pictures of Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, and Tracy Morgan. Yes, James.
A 30 Rock sweat sock.
Ooh, oh, so close. I don't know. Can we accept that
one? Is it a dirty sock? 30 Rock.
Yeah. Marty's got that. We'll give it to Marty. And actually, your prize today is going to be a whole box of those. It's the 2011 Tony Award-winning play about a boy and his equine on the battlefields of France, served with an appetizer, salad, entree, and dessert.
A four-course warhorse?
Yay! Very good.
Thanks. Four courses, exactly. But you do also get coffee and a sea biscuit.
Mm.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
It's a Japanese martial art developed by Supreme Court Justice Samuel. Oh, hands close to buzzers, but...
but not going on.
It's not... Can, oh, yeah, James.
I'll go for it. Alito Aikido?
Exactly right. All right. Next one. It's a jumping skateboarding maneuver performed in a Pixar cartoon about a lovable robot. We got it. Oh, James?
It's a Wally Ollie.
It's a Wally Ollie. Very good.
James, you are our winner of this round. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. That was so much fun. Marty, how about a huge hand for Marty? Great competitor. And James, we will see you for our final round. Thank you for playing.